Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone, to this another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Monday, July 30th, 2018. I'm your host for tonight, the Miracle Man. And speaking of July 30th, I can't believe that it is already almost August. Yes, August 1st is Wednesday. Well, and after August, of course, comes September. That means the end of summer, and everybody said, "Oh." The good news is we still got some summer left, though. That's the good news. And today, outside in this area, I don't know about everyone else was, but it was beautiful outside. It was just perfect. Humidity was low. Temperature was such, since it was in the low 80s, like 82, 83, the temperature was at such that the weather was basically perfect for, almost perfect for whatever. Whether you wanted to swim or go for a walk or whatever. I was down there at the city pool today myself, and lots of people there. And it was a good old summer day. Just lots of people having a good time. Didn't seem like they were in a hurry. They were just there to have fun and sunbathe and go for a swim. And, of course, drink a nice, cold Coca-Cola there on the deck. As I have banned Dr. Pepper from that pool deck. No, I didn't ban it. And I do like Dr. Pepper. I just love to give Preacher Man a hard time about the Dr. Pepper until he's in case he's listening. That's why I like to do that to him. As a matter of fact, I did drink two different Dr. Peppers over the weekend. And one of them was because they had the place I was at had Pepsi products. And I'd rather drink a Dr. Pepper than drink a Pepsi. The other one was that I was at someone's birthday party. And that was the kind of soda they had. And soda and summer go hand in hand. And so it was awesome. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Soda and summer, hand in hand. But I hope everyone's taken some time this summer to enjoy it. Maybe it's, and what I'm talking about is about something, if you're one that doesn't despise summer, and at least have something about it that you love and appreciate. Hope you find some time this summer to do some of whatever it is. Whether it's maybe to go golfing some or go on vacation somewhere for a few days. Maybe to go to amusement park if that's your thing. Or go to a really nice beach somewhere. I'm believing God that every one of my listeners gets to either go on a vacation somewhere, or if they don't want to do that, at least just some time off maybe to spend more time with their kids or doing something else they really like. Because after all, it is summer. What made me think of that is just the idea that we have a month left, and my pastor's played that every year for many years. Praise God. Let me just give you my card real quick. Let me see. Can you go get me a Coke? No ice. Can you go get me a Coke with no ice? But, folks, now listeners, regardless of where you're at, I am so glad that you could join the show, and I know God's going to bless you for listening to it tonight. And I just claim that wherever you may be, that you just be ready to receive of what God has for you tonight. Now, for where I'm at, I am at my usual spot here at the McDonald's at 1711. South Saginaw Road here in Midland, across the road from a Kmart. And I'm northwest of a Marathon / Admiral gas station and southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. I am inside the restaurant, about in the middle. And I know McDonald's did the remodel this year. I do have one wish. I wish that McDonald's could have put in an open patio. Not shaded. I'm talking in the sun. Right out in the sun. Patio, because they'd ask me. I'm like my mom. I really appreciate the sun now, like more than what I did when I was little. My mom does too, though, and she likes teasing me a lot about me being more tan than her. She loves giving me a hard time about it, and I just snicker back at her. And it's funny. We'll see who wins at the end of the summer. if I don't stop going outside, and if I don't stop going outside, I'm probably going to win regardless. But it's just a fun thing, you know, that suntan thing. I just wish I had a pet, because then I would just be able to just be doing this show, you know, sitting outside, because it is summer. And since we live here in Michigan, we know that summer lasts for only 3 months. And the portion of it where weather is even conducive to really being outside is generally more like 4 or 5 months. So more than half the year isn't all that conducive to it. So that's why I wish McDonald's had a patio. I do want to communicate to you the plan for this evening. The plans for this evening are as follows. As always, we're going to pray, and then we're going to go to Joshua Chapter 5 tonight. We're going to talk about Joshua and the Israelites. We're going to go to Hebrews 11 and read the whole chapter, and then the first two verses of Hebrews 12. After we do that, I'll give my exhortation based on what the Lord has me talk about. Now, in addition to that, I want to just let you know that we have a little bit of Tigers to talk about tonight, and I'll let you know what they did this weekend with the Cleveland Indians. And then tomorrow is the baseball trade deadline. And then some other sports bulletins, which will be basically just a few reminders. Speaking of reminders, just want to let you know about some things that are coming up here within the next few weeks. First of all, Saginaw County Fair, Chesaning, Michigan. Tomorrow, July 31st through Saturday, August 4th, $10 per person Tuesday through Thursday, $15 a person Friday and Saturday, includes all entertainment and rides. And, of course, your chance to look at the animals, go to the merchant buildings, and the other stuff you'll see at the fair. Next week, August 7th to 11th, Bay City, Michigan. I'm only saying that one in case you live there. Week after that, August 12th to the 18th, is the Midland County Fair. They're at 69 05 Eastman Road here in Midland. Parking is $5, but personal entry, however, is free. So if you park elsewhere, you won't have to pay based on per person to get in. That same week is also the Ogemaw County Fair up in West Branch. I went up there last year. They had some really good rides. Actually, they had more big rides up there than Midland did, which to me was kind of sad, but this is how it is. That's what it was. That's how it ended up being. But as you can tell, based on what I just said, fair season is here. So that means a lot of county fairs here in Michigan in these next couple weeks, including the three I just mentioned here in the MBS area, Midland Bay City Saginaw. So if you live in one of these areas, go take advantage. Had some great rides. Get some good fair food if that's your thing. And enjoy summer. And something I know that a lot of you may not know is that up here in places like Michigan, Ohio, and such, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Midwestern states, we do our fairs in the summer, as well as most of the Northeast. The South does not do them in the summer. Instead, they choose to generally do them in like September, October, sometimes early November, because they think that fall is a better time to do them. And in Florida, a lot of times they'll be more like January or February that they'll do county fairs. But that generally is when they will do them. Now, something cool is going on at McDonald's this week. This will be my last thing before I get into how to listen to the program and then to the meat of the show. This week at McDonald's, starting with Thursday at lunchtime, McDonald's is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Big Mac. And here's what they're doing it with. If you buy a Big Mac starting on Thursday, you can get a commemorative Big Mac coin. So you ask me, what does that mean? That coin is a currency. With that coin, you can get a free Big Mac starting with Friday at lunch. So it's a really cool thing. I'm pretty excited about that. And I think it's a cool thing they're going to do this. And so I'm going to do it. Yes, I am. Now, those of you who have been listening to this show for a long time, and by the way, we had a great first anniversary show on Wednesday. We had the preacher man come on and talk. I gave a history of where we came from and such. I think this is going to be another great year. And folks, those of you who have been listening, just keep on listening. Just keep on doing it. We want you to tell other people, as many people as possible, about this show. Because I'm believing for increases in audience. And I know God's going to make it happen. Praise God. Hey, Josh. Well, let me just tell you, folks, something. Those of you who are new to this, if you have friends and family who are interested in listening to the show, here's what you can tell them about how to listen to the show. So you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search bar when you get on the website. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that's Upfront Entertainment. After you do that, you will type in... No, you'll see a link. And this link will say, Live and Large. I want you to click on that link. Because that's what takes you to our channel. And once you get on there, I really want you to hit that follow button. And when you hit that follow button, you're gonna start getting notified when we get ready to do our shows. For example, tonight, we're doing our show. But tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to do a show. And then again on Wednesday night at the same time. And you can get notified if you just hit that follow button. You back right here? But I just wanted to give you my card because I wanted you to get me her. Cool. Here's the card. But sorry about that, folks. Don't worry about that. All we're doing right now is getting ready to have me one of my favorite. I'm talking about a Coca-Cola. Awesome. And Natalia, if you're listening to the show, Cokey, 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 Cokey. But let me tell you something we totally believe. That is, it is a very smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or on your Mac, your Windows computer, your iPad, your Kindle, your whatever smart device you have. Use it for something smart, like listening to this program. And if you listen to this show, we're going to give you the Word of God. I'm going to give you sports and that, but most important thing I'm going to give you is the Word of God. Because we care about souls here on this program. I care about souls. That's the thing God cares most about, is your soul. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, we have another way you can participate in this program. That is through telephone line. We have a number that you can call in and talk to me at any time that the show was running. My assistant, Josh, sitting right here across from me, and they'll let me know when listeners are calling in. So just let me know. Miracle Man, we got a caller calling in, and I'm going to say okay. And generally, we can talk about anything we want to talk about, you want to talk about. We do have one exception, but I will get to that after I give the telephone number. And that telephone number to call me is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once you dial that number, please listen for the prompt. And when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, please press 1. Go ahead and press 1. And go through the call screener, and then my assistant Josh will answer the phone, and he'll let me know we got a caller, and then I'm going to get you on the air, and we can talk. If you need prayer, if you believe in God for something, if you want to let me know what I can do differently on this program, I really want to hear from you. I really do. I really want to hear from you. As listener, participation is important. It's important to any talk show. And so, we do have one thing that we don't really talk about on the show, and that is politics. You insist on talking about politics and you calling here? Listen, I'm going to be very nice about it. But here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you to pray for the leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to pray for those who have authority over us. And I'm also going to tell you to vote in the upcoming elections. If your state had its primary, you should have voted. If you didn't vote, get registered for November. As November the 6th cometh. And want to make sure you all register. You want to make sure you're registered to vote. Because votes count. They really do. And so, please, just keep it simple. In addition, this show is a family show. We invite people of all ages to come on this program and listen, and want everybody to be able to feel good. We want parents to be able to feel good about letting their kids listen to the show. So we ask that your comments, your topics, we ask that you keep it appropriate for all ages. PG, please. The other big reason I asked for this, the most important reason is I want God to be proud of what I'm doing on this program. So if you wouldn't say certain words unto Jesus, by all means, please don't come and talk like that on this program. So if we can keep it good and clean and godly, then we can have some great, great callers, and we can have a great show tonight. And let me tell you, I love it when I have a great show. I really do. All right. All right. I was about to start praying in English, but I just thought. But for, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, pray with me in the Holy Ghost for a minute, please. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight on this summer night. I thank you, Lord, that these listeners, wherever they are at, whether they're at work, going home from work, at home making dinner, maybe school shopping or something, or they're at a hotel room or cabin somewhere during the summer. I thank you that they have made the choice to listen to this program. I claim that these people are ready to receive from you what you have for them. I thank you that they will be enlightened and encouraged. Sure, by me, but more importantly, by you, Jesus, and what you would say to them. I thank you that their hearts would be receptive, and that their minds would be alert as these people will receive the incorruptible, indestructible Word of God. Lord, I thank you that any one of these listeners who do not know you right now will ask you into their heart. I claim that anyone who is wayward listening to the show, I claim that they will ask for repentance and that they will rededicate their life back to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you bless me right now on the show. Let your word go right through me as I speak tonight. And help me to say only what you would have me say tonight, Lord God. And Lord, I give you permission to interrupt me any way that you feel. If you want me to sing something, I'll sing. If there's a story you want me to tell, I'll tell it. I come to you obedient. Lord, I hereby confess over the show tonight, right now. I claim in your name, Jesus, that finances come into the show. New equipment comes into the show. Great increases in listenership come to the show. great sponsors and partners who want to help me with this show. Will come to the show. And most importantly, souls will come to the show. People are going to give their life to you, Jesus, when listening to the show. And I give you praise and honor and glory tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, everybody said amen. And give the Lord a praise if you're somewhere where you can. Amen. Now, before I turn in my, let me just tell you something. I've heard something real powerful within the last couple of months that I heard a great spirit-filled pastor say. He said, the only reason to have a body, the only reason to have one, is to express the life that's in it. Amen. I thought about that, and I thought, powerful. And by the way, the Bible does say, let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. So part of what that means is that we were made to praise and worship God. That's why praise and worship is so important. And I'm not going to talk about praise or worship tonight. I sharing a golden nugget, something that was on my heart that I had just been thinking about earlier when I was prepping. Now, if you brought your Bible, turn with me, please, to the book of Joshua chapter 5. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you, please, to not just be a spectator, be a participator. So if I sing a song, you sing, you know the words. As I'm opening my Bible, you go ahead and open it and study with me. If I sing, I mean, if I pray, you pray. If I lift my hands up and praise unto God, then you go ahead and do that. So, generally, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do where you are. And just enter it. We're going to go to 5 and 6 because 5 is a short chapter. All right. Joshua chapter 5. Thank God for Coca-Cola. You know, before I get reading, I will just say this one quick thing. If there was soda pop in the day of Jesus, when Jesus was on this earth the first time, I think he would choose a Coke over a Pepsi. He would also choose a Coke over a Dr. Pepper. Maybe he would have done the miracle of changing Pepsi into Coke. old preacher man, maybe he would have turned Coke into Dr. Pepper. Anyway, let's get serious. Let's open our Bible. Joshua 5. I begin reading. You catch up to me. Now when all of the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all of the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites until we had crossed over, their hearts melted, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites again. So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeath Haraloth. Now this is why he did so. All of those who came out of Egypt, all the men of military age, died in the desert on the way after leaving Egypt. All of the people that came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the desert during the journey from Egypt had not. The Israelites had moved about in the desert 40 years until all the men who were of military age, so they left Egypt, had died, since they had not obeyed the Lord. For the Lord had sworn to them that they would not see the land that he had solemnly promised their fathers to give us. A land flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up their sons in their place. And these were the ones Joshua circumcised. They were still uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. And after the whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until they were, just turn in the page, until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain, the manna, except the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites. But that year they ate of the produce of Canaan. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or are you for our enemy? Yes, he replied. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence. And he asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. Now let's go on to 6. Now Joshua was Jericho was slightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out, no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and with its fighting men. Marched around the city once with all of the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets with ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in. And Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them of the covenant of the Lord, and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it. And he ordered the people, advance, march around the city with the armed guards going ahead of the ark of the Lord. When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets. And the Ark of the Lord's Covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets. And the rear guard followed the Ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the people, don't give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout! So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord. And while the trumpets kept sounding, so on the 2nd day, they marched around the city once and returned back to camp. And they did this for 6 days. Oh, but on the 7th day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, shout! For the Lord has given you the city. Hallelujah. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute Nancy and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable and will bring trouble on it. All of the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury. When the trumpet sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. Wow. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed it. With the sword, every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out, and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her." So the young men who had done the spying went and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family, put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. They burned the whole city, everything in it. But they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent out to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath: "Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho, at the cost of his firstborn son will he lay its foundations. At the cost of his youngest will he set up its gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. All right. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God. Lord. Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to read Hebrews 11, and then we're going to exhort, and then I'm going to do my sports, and then we're going to go to dinner. If you're on the West Coast, that is. If not, then to do whatever you're going to do. At any rate, though, Hebrews chapter 11. Yes, we're talking about faith. Because to have great faith, yes, I do. All right. I'm going to begin reading. You catch up to me. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith he was commended as a righteous man. He was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be taken because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now I like to add, but with faith, it is possible to please God. For anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Side note, you can't be a doubting Thomas. You cannot be a doubting Thomas. Period, period, period. For he must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Verse 7. By faith Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, just as Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose instead to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded discarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, because I got a football game to go watch, and after that I got to go to Plymouth. Does it say that? Okay. I don't have the time because I got a graduation party to go to. Okay. We're going to read it right. I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. Stoned, they were sawed into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. We're going to read verses 1 and 2 of Hebrews chapter 12 now. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. And let me tell you something. Faith is now a year for that thing to happen, for that miracle, if you're believing for something in your body. Receive your healing now. Receive that thing you're believing for now. If you have the faith to be able to say, be removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. You believe it, it shall be done. Now you got to put works to your faith. You have to. You have to. You don't have a choice. Brother Craig Lang, this is a minister at my church. She preached this last night. Many people, they think you can just seek God and it'll happen. You got to put works to your faith. You do. But you also have to have that faith. Because even works but no faith, that doesn't work either. You've got to have both. And you got to say to that mountain, move. And if you ask for something in prayer, believe it, you shall receive. Now, Joshua and Israel, they fought the Battle of Jericho, and they won. But they had to do something first. They didn't just get it handed to them. They had to do something first. They had to march around that city. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then the seventh day, 7 times. 13 times. 13 times. They had to march around that city. On foot. Had to listen to the trumpets. I'm sure it wasn't some crazy marching bands and all that, and them just getting to play a bunch of all different stuff. I'm sure it was very specific things they were playing, and they had to march and be silent as they were doing it with those trumpets. Once a day for the first 6 days, and then 7 times on the seventh day. On the seventh day, though, after that seventh trump, that seventh trumpet blast, Joshua tells them to shout. They gave a victory shout. They gave a breakthrough shout. And you want to know what happened? Everyone marched straight in there. And then they destroyed. They took out everyone. But Rahab and her family. Everyone else got destroyed. The city was taken down. And it was the camp of the Israelites. Praise God Almighty. Let me tell you something. You know, in our situations, when we go through life, sometimes you just gotta thank God on the battle. Even when the battle's raging on, you just gotta praise God. Yeah, but everything all around me is terrible. I've been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and I don't feel like praising. Praise Him, God, for that healing. You got to thank God for that deliverance. You got to thank God for it as you're fighting the battle. You don't thank God that you have the cancer. You think, or whatever. You thank God that He healed you for that manifestation. Pray. Praise. Shout. You know, some of you would get your miracle. Maybe if you just got to have a war cry. Even if it's not out loud, you got to know what you're going to do. You got to fight your battle. Then call your cadence. Man your battle station. And fight until the battle's won. And many times that miracle you believe in for, God will tell you something you have to do first. God told Naaman he had to go wash in that river 7 times to get the leprosy removed. You know what? He did it. Maybe excuse me, I don't know what that maybe is about, but praise God. Praise God. Now, the stuff we read about, now the stuff I talked to you about for the last few minutes, in order for this to work for you, you must know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You must know Him as your personal Lord and Savior. It's really important. We're in the last of the last days. And so, if you're not right with God, or if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, please call the show right now at area code 215-383-3810. Please, when you do that, you press 1. Then you'll go through my call screener. Let me know that someone's calling in. And I'll help you. Because it's really important that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you do know Him, and if you do know Him, but you haven't been living for Him, you've walked away, then it's really important that you get back and... Amen? Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for that awesome story about Jericho and what happened there. And it's more than just a cool story. Whether you're a kid or an adult, it's a story that we can all learn from. it's a lesson we can all learn from, that you are so awesome and shows us how we can fight our battles. Thank you, Lord, that we would get, as Christians, I claim right now that we will get more serious about you, more fervent. And I claim that any lukewarmness will leave us. We're going to live for you, and we're going to get our shout back, our zeal. We're going to get that zeal back, Lord. And Lord, thank you for your, that wonderful word in Hebrews 11. Yeah. I just give you praise and honor and glory, and I claim that we would all be doers of your word, do what it says and not just hear it and read it. And I thank you, Lord God, for that in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes. No soda like a good old Coca-Cola. Or cherry or vanilla. Your choice. Personally, I like all three. Love all three. Vanilla is my personal favorite. Cherry and classic are tied for second. When cherry's available, I'll take a cherry. Otherwise, I'll just stick with classic. But awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Now, in the world of sports, this weekend. Well, this weekend, the Tigers were kind of like a yo-yo. On Friday, they lost to the Cleveland Indians in a game where I forgot what the score was. I do know they lost. On Saturday, however, the Tigers beat the Indians at Comerica by a score of 3-2 in a good, well-fought pitcher's duel. Now, yesterday, however, they got creamed by a score of 8-3. Zimmerman got charged with the loss. He gave up 6 runs and 6 innings of work. Bunch of hits. Couple home runs. He struck decent amount of people out, but his stuff wasn't that great. After I had went and seen Jordan Zimmerman when he pitched there on the 6th, on July 6th, and he had a totally lights-out performance that night. His best performance in years. Struck out 12 batters. But not yesterday. Obviously, any pitcher is going to have good days and bad days. But this goes back to what I've been saying quite a bit this year. And tomorrow's the trade deadline. I don't know why I said deadline. Probably because yesterday I was dreading that I knew that someone was probably going to get traded on the 31st. Last year, 31st of July. And sure enough, someone did get traded. J.D. Martinez got traded. hopefully this year they'll gain somebody, a good bat that can help them to at least get some more runs, because they need to start scoring some more runs. That way they're not getting crushed as much. So that it can just help them a bit more. Because I know the Tigers are in the middle of a rebuild, but when they come out of this rebuild, I want them to be respectable and doing well again, like they had been back in the days of Dave Dombrowski and Jim Leland. And Jim Leland was awesome for us. He really was. Yes, he was. Now, a couple quick sports reminders. One, Lions preseason football starts next week, I believe. Okay, let's do the math here real quick. Labor Day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next week, yep, next week. Lions preseason football starts. And that will keep you up to date on what happens in these preseason games. Even though, of course, they do not count towards the regular season record. Speaking of regular season, the high school football season starts up 3 weeks from Thursday. College football starts 4 weeks from Saturday. And pro football season starts 5 weeks from Thursday. But to let you know, in a few weeks, I'm going to start. Last year, there was a portion of the show where I did nothing but talk about football after I had done the other sports. I did not name that, though. This year, I have decided to name it. It will be on Monday nights and Wednesday nights. We're going to start at about 7:25 or so. And that'll be the closing thing on Monday and Wednesday. We're calling it Football Central. It's going to release in its fullest. It'll be released in its fullest form on September 5th. Wednesday, September 5th. Because that'll be the first weekend where we have that full slate of football, where we have Midland City High Schools, college, and then pro. And I'll kind of fill you in on what the big games are going to be in terms of college and pros. We'll be trying to give equal time to college and pro. We'll be kind of letting you know some of the rankings and it's going to be good. So we will have a good audience for it. Hopefully it'll be well received. And Football Central is something I've been thinking of a name to come up with for football coverage. And so I did. And it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it. I really am. And I would love to do, there's something I'd really love to do, and let me tell you guys about this real quick. I would really love to get a hold of the Midland and Dow High School football coaches. I'd love to interview them live on my show and kind of ask them how they feel, what they expect out of the coming football season for Midland and Dow. Hopefully we'll be able to get them on here. And I'm thinking that week, the high school season starting, or maybe the week before, one night we might have the Midland coach on for a few minutes. The other night we might have the Dow coach. But we'll see what happens with that. But, folks, until tomorrow night, Testimony Tuesday, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow.